Glad to welcome in the DA, Warren Montgomery. You know Leanne at the Habitat? She rolls up in this parking lot, you know, on two wheels sometimes, getting in
to get
her interview. And I'm not saying anybody broke any laws, but I'm saying you came in a little hot. You were you were moving coming in here.
I was just listening on your sister stations to some country music there about hot rodding and whatnot, and
got a little carried away.
I get a little carried away there. Yeah. I'm busy. I got things going, and I know a lot of people listening to you right now have places to go, things to do, and people to see.
That's right. And be careful out there.
Be careful. Yeah. That's right. Come to a full and complete stop, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. All right. I know you were eager to get in here because you wanted to talk a little bit about. I'm assuming voting, early voting's getting started, and we got something you want to make sure people are aware of.
Sure. Thank you very much. Yes, I want to make people aware that there's early voting beginning tomorrow. Saturday, the 16th of April, and it runs for 8 days until the following Saturday. And then the election itself is on April 30th, and that is for an attempt to stop the defunding of the DA's office. The St. Tammany Parish Council cut my criminal budget for 2022, for this year, by more than half. And about 88% of my expenses are salaries and employee benefits. And so I have lost some good people. And if this cut stands, I'm going to lose more good people. So what I did was to go out for a very small tax. It amounts to about a cup of coffee a month. That's what this tax represents, a cup of coffee a month, or a soft drink if you're not a coffee consumer, and it's going to permit me to maintain the good programs, the high level of prosecution that we deserve and that keeps our community safe. And I'd love to talk about some of those programs when we have a chance.
Absolutely. We're going to come right back. We're talking to the DA, Warren Montgomery, and we'll continue the conversation right after this. So we got the DA, Warren Montgomery, here. He wants to talk about getting folks to vote on this proposed tax that he's had to bring forward. I do want to talk real quick, because I know we were going to talk about some of the programs within your office and some of the work that your office does. But because this is kind of a weird deal, so I'm just playing devil's advocate here. This does, if it doesn't work out and you don't get what you want, then what the heck happens? Because, you know, you're saying that you're losing good people. Obviously, you got to stop that somehow.
Yeah, I've got the good people corralled. I mean, I lost a number of very good people, and then I talked to the rest of the staff, and I have them kind of corralled there. The horses are frisky, and they're looking to get out of the pen, but I've got them stopped just for a second, and we're working hard. But if these budget cuts stand, I'm going to have to make cuts, and all my employees know it. And again, as a result of COVID, we have twice as many cases, felony jury trials, sitting on our dockets, waiting that way. The inbox is twice as big as it normally is, and now I'm being told I've got to cut basically my salaries in half. And there's no way that we can do that without dramatically impacting the efficiency of the operation. And the truth is, good people are going to go find a job somewhere else. And that impacts our safety here in St. Tammany Parish, and I don't want that to happen.
Yeah,
we see on the South Shore what happens when you defund your criminal justice system. Once that cat gets out of the bag, it's a lot harder to get it back in the bag.
Okay, so let's talk about the programs as far as what your office does. Obviously, you had some pretty high-profile convictions this year. That's what people think about when they think the DA's office, and you had some big ones.
That's right, and we had, you know, the Jack Strain trial, that was, I don't remember the last time a district attorney has prosecuted a sheriff for serious violations of law like that. And that was a big case. But we're able to do that because we had the personnel, and we had the personnel because we've got the resources, we've got the money to pay them. We had a big racketeering indictment about a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago in Covington. And we hadn't had a racketeering indictment on the North Shore, and I don't know how long, a long, long time, and it's very rare that you do that. But we're able to do those kinds of things because we have the resources, and the resources permit me to keep good people. You know, something else we have, and it's kind of on the other side, because we were talking about these felony, major felony cases. The other side of the DA's office is helping people who get entangled in the law, who are not career criminals, but made a mistake, and let's get them back on their feet, and let's get them out of the criminal justice system and back working and back contributing, contributing to society. So in St. Tammany Parish, we have, and in Washington Parish, we have what's called a diversion program, and that is for people who commit nonviolent, lower-level crimes, misdemeanors, 90-95% misdemeanors, and instead of bringing them through the criminal justice system, we get them the help they need and put them on, some people call it DA probation. So look, you go do your public service and you do your mental health things and, you know, quit doing the things that you shouldn't be doing. And after a year or 2 years, we won't charge you with the crime and you can walk away with it. And that really helps a lot of people who made a mistake, but they had a bad day. They're not bad people. They had a bad day. And likewise, we have a thing a little more stringent than that, and it's called specialty courts. We have them for veterans. We have them for drug driving. We have them for people who have mental health issues. And we have them for elderly abuse. Excuse me, I take that back. We don't have an elderly abuse drug court, but we have these specialty programs. So let's say you're a veteran and you're suffering from PTSD and you come back and you commit a crime, a felony. Well, we don't let you just walk away from it. We make you plead guilty and we put you in a specialty court, so to speak. And the specialty court is that the judge meets with you on a monthly basis. But instead of sending you immediately to jail, he says, we're going to connect you with the resources to help you get past your post-traumatic stress disorder. We're going to connect you with the VA. And we have a bunch of fantastic veterans in the St. Tammany area who participate with our Veterans Court and serve as mentors. And they're led by a guy named Mike Cushman, General Mike Cushman, an Air Force, retired Air Force general. And these mentors work with these veterans who are suffering from PTSD and other other situations, and get them on the right road. We don't need to be sending these veterans into the prison system if we can keep them out and give them the help they need. And so I just want to compliment everybody in our Veterans Court system. The guy named Daryl Sims. We have what's called a behavioral court, where people need to take their drugs, and they don't always do it. And a guy named Blake Peters works on that court. And we have some other specialty courts. Ian Dover is one of our ADAs, and he works in one of the specialty courts. And I just compliment my ADAs, those individuals I just mentioned, and I want to compliment also the judges who participate. And lastly, I want to give out a shout-out to Amanda Villarubia and Tammy Abney. Amanda Villarubia and Tammy Abney work in our diversion program and work with these individuals who committed low-level nonviolent offenses to keep them out of the criminal justice system. So, you know, guys, what I'm trying to say is, ladies and gentlemen, if this tax doesn't pass, we're going to have to discontinue some of those programs because we won't be able to afford them. And so not only are we going to lose on the end of going after some of these hardened criminals because we won't have the resources, we're going to lose on the other end where we need to give somebody a break and put them in contact with these services and with these providers because I won't have the resources to do it. And so this tax is critical to us maintaining our low level of crime and the safe community that each one of us wants is a St. Tammany Parish resident.
All right, we're going to come back one more time. We're chatting with the DA. We do have to do sports real quick, so let's do that right now. Here's Dave Storm. Got the DA, Warren Montgomery, here. He's talking about the things that his office does, and we've been talking about this proposed tax that, you know, we've been on this path for a long time now when you think about it, and we're kind of nearing, in my mind, something's going to have to happen one way or the other. Hopefully, I guess, you're going to get some positive news, maybe.
Yeah, but I look, this tax, the vote is April 30th is the date of the election, early voting beginning this Saturday. But, you know, we all have to make choices. Life is about making good choices. And one choice is to pay this small tax to maintain a highly effective, highly efficient, and very fair DA's office. And the other choice is to vote against it, in which case I'm going to end up suing the parish and potentially putting the parish into bankruptcy, in which case it's going to cost all of us a lot more money. So it's just a little bit like going to the dentist. You know, none of us like to go to the dentist and get our teeth cleaned and have them checked out. But you know what? You're better off doing that than letting it ride and ending up with a root canal, which is a lot more expensive and a lot more painful. So that's what we're trying to avoid.
All right. So the details are early voting starts on Saturday.
That's right. Runs for about a week. And then the election's on April 30th. And ladies and gentlemen, you can find all the information you need about this proposed tax at my website, damontgomery.org. Damontgomery.org has all the information you could possibly want to help you make the right decision.
I know you've been around, done a lot of these small groups where you've gone and talked to individuals about this thing. Feedback, what kind of feedback are you getting?
The feedback, once people understand what's happening, it's unanimously positive. You know, we don't have to look far. We can just look to the South Shore and see what happens when you don't take people to trial timely. That's where we've resulted in all these carjackings, murders, you know, rapes, all sorts of violence. And it's just much more expensive to try to fix something that's broken than to do a little preventive maintenance and keep it from breaking.
All right. We are out of time, but we certainly appreciate you making time to come talk to us about this. You look well, so I'm glad things are going well, and thank you for the visit.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for the privilege and honor of being your DA. God bless you, and have a wonderful Easter weekend.